Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The gauntlet was always going to be terrible. And the hope was they shocked you at some point. Mm-hmm. Any given Sunday plays out. And somehow, some way, they beat Kansas City or Seattle or Detroit. But those three games were going to be a nightmare. And it just so happened you collapsed at the end and you lose to the Bears by a point. And then the Dallas game, which became a pick 'em with all the injuries without your top three receivers and no Debo, when you already didn't have Noah Brown and Terry McLaurin, went a lot worse than we thought. That was the beginning of the caving in
yep.
of the defense to the extent that they have, where they have just been utterly abysmal and, frankly, an embarrassment to every fan that watches them. But since then, get past the Bears and the Cowboys, which were awful losses, an 0-2 stretch where the team had fallen at that point to 3-4. Disappointingly, the gauntlet was always a known commodity.
Yep.
You're playing the elites in the sport. You're playing a Chiefs team that probably is going to get to the Super Bowl, a Seahawks team that might play in the NFC Championship game, a Lions team that did recently play in an NFC Championship game and might again this year. We just kind of knew that that was going to go badly. This is a different thing. We are leveling down in competition in town this week. Washington is going from playing the best the sport has to offer to a equally inept team, albeit one that has played better lately. The Dolphins have won 2 of 3, and they've scored over 30 in 2 of their last 3 games. They're playing a lot better than Washington is, but it's a 3-7 team. People want the coach fired. Their fans want their quarterback done away with. Like, this is more a club in the same zip code as you.
Yeah, they're in the same bucket you are.
So just the fact that you get to level down finally is what I've been waiting for. And whether you win the game or not, we're going to find out. We'll be dissecting it all day long. But you got a shot this weekend. You didn't have a shot before. And they finally do again. So now we get to find out, okay, I excuse away you losing to really, really good teams. This is a game you can't get blown out in, or else it's a lot more embarrassing, it's a lot more annoying, and everyone should be angrier if that happens against Miami versus Detroit, Seattle, Kansas City, or even Dallas.
I smell what you're cooking there, but my only pushback is I understand dropping a game or two, even three. They lost 3 in a row last year. Remember when Jaden Daniels was compromised, the rib was busted, even though they never admitted it. They were in all those games. You know, if Zach Ertz is able to explode a little bit further and get like a half an inch, that's a first down. Who knows? They win the game, maybe against Pittsburgh. Or, you know, you get one stop in the fourth quarter. You get that fourth down that got blown up against Philadelphia, maybe you win. Point is, they're in these games. They have not been in these games, these
right.
most recent three. And I understand good teams losing to them when you're banged up. There's no shame in dropping a game on the road to Kansas City. I think 31 teams would have dropped that game the way Washington did. Or not the way Washington did, but they would have dropped it. Not the way it happened, though. And the way that it's happened matters so much to me. So your point, I think, is correct on paper. That the Dolphins are in the same bucket. They've played better than you have lately. That to me matters maybe a little bit more as a data point than it does to you. But I don't know. It's like, I guess I don't really have a point other than that. It's not necessarily a pushback. It's kind of added commentary to sort of the background.
But I think it's a different topic altogether. It's a different conversation, really. Like, we have had that one, and we can have it now if you want. I've made that point for two straight weeks. Losing is not the problem.
Right.
Getting annihilated and eviscerated is the problem. Being in second place in a game, when you have all the injuries they have, is the expectation.
Sure, that's normal.
When you get blown out by 20 week after week after week in a league designed for parity, it's unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
And the evidence is the roof's there. It's in the pudding. We've talked about it. They are the first team organizationally in Washington's lore, in this organization's history, to have lost four straight games like this since 1954. So all of the terrible times with Dan Snyder and with Bruce Allen and with all of the geese that came through here as coaches and executives that you guys remember in your lifetime, if you're in your 40s or 50s, it has never been like this for a month, ever, in terms of the results. The process might be better, but the results have been worse. So, yeah, that's true.
Yep.
No NFL team has gone through a month where they have lost by this many points, this many weeks in a row, in 23 years. I was 14 the last time this happened. That's unacceptable. So, yes, I can acknowledge that and set that to the side. My point is not necessarily that how they've lost is okay. My point is you were playing teams you weren't going to beat, barring, like, quote-unquote, any given Sunday or crazy things happen, .. Now, this is a game where it's a boxing match where you're not up three weight classes. It's you and a person with a comparable record who you're about as good as, and if you lose, it means you got outboxed and outwitted by someone who's kind of comparable to you. Before, you were trying to catch them sleeping a little bit, but they were way, way better, and they should have knocked you out eventually. And that is why this weekend will be more telling. That's my point. You're going to learn more weekend about where they are than you did when they lost by 22 to Detroit, 24 to Seattle, 21 to Kansas City, and maybe even 22 to Dallas. But that was the most comparable game to this, and I still think the most painful game of the four for that reason. Similarly, the Cowboys were like a two-point favorite.
Yeah.
That's what the Dolphins are, and you lost by 22. So if you get blown out in this one...
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I just think people should be more mad about it than the last few weeks.
Okay, I buy that. Yeah, I actually will co-sign to that. Because, as you said, this is the worst opponent of the five, right? If we're looking at the last five games. Dallas isn't particularly good, but they're not terrible. Miami, even though they've played well two of the last 3 weeks, especially on offense, and I think that's the story of this game, by the way, is I don't know how Washington stops them. Now, you could make a joke, and I have. I made it on AWOD's show in Richmond earlier this afternoon. But they have 11 human beings that are going to wear the same outfit, which means you can't stop them if you're Washington because that's the worst defense in the world right now. But shtick aside, Waddle and Achane are good against anybody. Like that, those are two explosive players with a lot of speed who are tough to deal with, and Washington can't deal with that kind of thing. So, you know, we'll see what the impact that Dan Quinn has in terms of different play calls, but he's calling plays into a headset to the same personnel.
Washington can't deal with that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And by that kind of thing, you mean NFL offenses.
I mean that.
That's what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
and especially a couple of guys within that that are super fast, super versatile, super explosive. That is terrifying.
Yeah.
I think the only thing they could deal with, and I'm putting deal with in quotes, right, because it's all bad. If they faced an offense like theirs right now, where nothing is downfield, nothing is over the top, there's no chunk yards available unless something crazy happens and gets the blown coverage.
Right.
But you're basically talking about like a plodding, you know, 6 inches and blood at a time to like make it down the football field. Maybe they wouldn't give up 44 points to that.
In fairness to them, 6 inches is a huge amount.
It's a massive amount, right? Everyone knows that.
It's way more than the average team needs to get.
Yeah, like when everyone talks about average, like average of what? Like, do you know? Anyway, that's the deal. So that's the only thing maybe they could quote unquote deal with even a little bit right now, because you have explosive pieces, those two guys, and there's others, right? By the way, that are starting to come on a little bit. Like, they're terrifying to me.
Yeah,
and it shouldn't be this way that a 3-7 team is terrifying.
Well, here's why the Dolphins are favored in the game, and it would be perfectly understandable for anybody to pick Miami in this game. Frankly, I would imagine the majority of people will pick the Dolphins. There's two reasons. One, the last 3 weeks, Washington has been blown out, and meanwhile, the Dolphins have won twice and scored 30-plus in convincing wins two times. So there's really no comparing the two teams just over the last three-week sample. Miami's been pretty good, and Washington has not been. So that's number one. But number two, I think if you're just looking at why you would pick the Dolphins in this game, they will not have an answer for Devin Achane. I don't know that they'll have an answer for Jalen Waddle. It's just harder to hook up with a receiver pretty frequently. But he's putting up some of the best numbers in the league over the last month. When Jaxon Smith-Njigba chewed them up from Seattle, we looked at his game log coming into the game, and every week it was 90 or more yards.
Yep.
That's what Waddle's been doing since the Tyreek Hill injury about a month into the season. He's become a legitimate true number one. I saw somewhere, I think he's like the number four fantasy wide receiver in PPR leagues since the Tyreek Hill injury, because of the volume, the catches, the yards, the touchdowns. So I don't know how they have answers to that. I don't think they do, in all honesty.
That would stand to reason.
So I do. I worry about that. In fact, here's how much I worry about that. So I was running ice cold on FanDuel. FanDuel Paulson's had a rough year.
You having a tough time?
it's been ugly.
What's been going on?
Well, a lot of losing. Okay. Call me Grant Quinn lately on FanDuel. It's been ugly. But I have sworn off significant parlays. I've decided to get back to the basics, the way that you win when you bet on sports.
You streamline communication. That's the way to do it. You change coordinators.
I have decided I'm only going to go like spreads. I'm going one-leggers. These are just basic bets. But here I go back into the game. I'm walking back into that scary hallway once more, because in my mind I'm going, Achane's going to get off, and Waddle's going to get his. So I think I'm going to do a little two-leg parlay with those two guys both feasting and have to get back into the parlay game on player props this weekend. I've tried to swear it off, but it just feels like
that
such a
siren
layup.
Call this time, doesn't it? Yeah.
I mean, it's the Washington defense.
Opponents
against...
and overs.
Yes.
They're doing that handshake meme, right?
Am I crazy?
No.
I got to get back into the game.
That's what I'll be doing. I'm going to do my standard dollar, put about eight or nine things on various Miami players going over, and let it ride.
See, maybe that's what I need to do. Scale that unit back to a dollar. That would be better.
Yeah, we don't unit shame.
Nobody does.
Whatever size your unit is, that's what God gave you. That's fine.
$1, and then I lose a lot less money.
Yeah.
But I do think I'm gonna have to go player prop style in this game, because how do they hold Waddle under 75, 80 yards? And why wouldn't Achane go for 90 or a hundo? You have no Daron Payne at D-tackle. The plan that they liked that they had, where they're going to kick Javon Kinlaw out to play big on the outside, you can't even do that now. You got to move him back inside because you don't have Payne. You're relying on Johnny Newton and Sheldon Day on the interior. I don't. It's not even a Joe Witt, Dan Quinn, who's calling plays thing. They don't have the horses.
It's horses
to stop the run.
Even if those guys you're talking about were healthy, Achane's going outside.
But
dude,
they can't set an edge defensively.
That's what I mean.
Achane's going wide left, wide right, outside zone, stretch carries, and Von Miller, who was brought in here under the guise that he's never going to have to stop the run, is going to play on running downs.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to have Jalen Holmes deactivated like they did last week, which made no sense to me. But when we're debating Jalen Holmes and whether he's active and why wasn't he active last week,
they're like, I'd keep him up. Like, what?
The plane has hit the mountain.
Yeah.
You know, like, but what are we talking about here?
Are you ready for Bobby Wagner in space against Achane? You know, like a quick cut.
What's his longest catch going to be?
40 yards? 45, 50?
I'd be thrilled if that was the case.
I mean, yeah, there will be house calls. There will be big gains. this is the matchup nightmare. I mean, he's a matchup nightmare against everybody. And it just so happens, by the way, no one cares about this, just FYI. But in my big money fantasy league, Battle for First Pace, I'm looking at the matchups in advance, and we knew, my co-owner and I, looking at this going, damn it, in week whatever this is,
yeah,
we're going to be battling for first place, and I got to go up against Devin Achane against Washington.
Well,
just killer.
Tua will keep them in the game, I believe. He'll turn the ball over once or twice. He'll miss enough throws. He'll take a bad sack at the wrong time to get him out of field goal range. That's the beauty of leveling down in competition. The things that Mahomes or Goff or Darnold were not doing for these teams playing at elite levels, winning football, Miami will muff a punt and you'll get the ball back outside the red right. zone. Or they'll inexplicably up 10-3 be marching and somebody will slip and fall on an interception.
Yeah, they'll burn the timeouts, they'll jump off sides, they'll false start, they'll illegal shift, all the things.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over a million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.